It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
When you think about hormone issues, we immediately think about women and their PMS symptoms or even hot flashes. Well, guess what? Men have mood swings and hormone fluctuations as well. And my next guest is here to tell us all about it. He co-founded and served as medical director of the well-known Hall Center in Santa Monica and now is the director of Liebowitz Longevity Medicine Medical Center. He specializes in men's health, hormone balancing, anti-aging and detoxification, and other alternative medicine protocols. Please welcome my guest, Dr. Howard Liebowitz. Thanks so much for joining us here today.
Yeah, hi, Suzanne. Thank you for inviting me. How are you?
Absolutely. Real good, real good. Now, I really want to know, tell us, please, about these hormone fluctuations that men have. And is there such a thing as male menopause?
Yeah, that's a word that gets batted around. I really don't like that term because the menopause relates to women, and that's a specific term for women. Men don't have menopause per se because men don't lose their hormones. When women go into menopause, the ovaries basically stop producing hormones, and they don't produce eggs, and their ovaries shut down. Men don't have that. Their hormones never completely go to zero like women's do, but they gradually decline as men age. And from the age of about 30 onward, men's hormones gradually start to diminish. And by the time a man is 50 or 60 years old, he could have a significantly lower testosterone level than he did when he was in his 20s or 30s. And it does bring on a lot of the same symptoms, except they're not quite as dramatic as women. So sometimes men will have night sweats and things like that from low hormones, but they usually don't go into hot flashes and all that. But they just have sort of a gradual progression of what I call the dwindles. So their energy starts to go down, their libido starts to go down, their zest for life starts to go down, their motivation starts to go down. Everything kind of becomes a hassle for them. Things that used to be easy and lighthearted and fun all of a sudden become a drudgery and a big task. And a lot of times it's interesting because it's such a gradual and slow progression for men that the men don't realize that they've gone through this change. And I often have the partner of a guy bring them to see me because they're the ones who are noticing more irritability, you know, just less of a fun guy, a more irritable, cranky old guy. And their partners tend to complain more about it than the guy himself. So it's interesting how many times, you know, wives and girlfriends will bring their boyfriends in to see me and say, there's something wrong with this guy. I think we need to check his hormones.
Right. You know, I'm thinking all those symptoms are like that whole midlife crisis that a lot of men go through in their 40s, 50s, right? They're just not feeling their best. For many, many years, and you actually work on what's called male hormone deficiency syndrome. It sounds to me that's what you really call it rather than male menopause, male hormone deficiency syndrome. How do you correct that?
Well, I look at all the hormones, and as you know, the body is very complicated, and we can't just isolate one hormone and say, you know, fix that hormone, everything's going to work. So I do an evaluation. We look at the thyroid. I often look at the adrenals. The thyroid plays a huge role in how all the hormones are metabolized and balanced. And then I look at sometimes what happens to men as they get older, they lose their muscle mass and they start to get fatter. A lot of men, due to their lack of activity, lack of exercise and things like that, they increase body fat, they lose muscle mass, and that changes their metabolism. They'll start to convert some of their testosterone into estrogen, and that even compounds the problem. So I look at their estrogen levels, I look at subfractions of testosterone, and then based on all the information I get, I put back missing hormones. So I don't try to make someone into a Superman if he wasn't before. And the thing about this that's very interesting to me is that there's a pretty wide range of what is considered normal testosterone, and it's a very wide range. And I've learned over the years through my experience that what we have is what I call high testosterone men and low testosterone men. And one of the ways I figured this out was actually I have two sons, And one of my boys is he was a big college jock, played college basketball, big fierce warrior type guy. And my other son is intellectual, he's smarter, he's into computers, very geeky. And I studied both of their testosterone levels. They were both completely healthy, normal young men, and they had tremendously different testosterone levels. So there's what I call low normal and high normal. And what is difficult to do when you evaluate men and replace their hormones is you have to decide where you're going to get them back to. And that's really the art of medicine. So I evaluate men's levels, and then I kind of, you know, through the history and talking to them and trying to get a feeling for where they are when they were younger, I decide on a dose. And most of the men, I'm using injectable testosterone to replace their hormones. It comes in a number of different forms, testosterone. A lot of people do use transdermal creams. I'm not a big fan of transdermal creams because I've had a lot of problems with it, and it's very messy. And men don't like it, and it gets all over the place, and it gets on their women, and it gets on pets, and it gets on children, and it's just a hassle. So I teach most of my patients how to give themselves an injection, and it's pretty simple to do. It's a muscular shot, so it's IM, intramuscular, and we give it in the quadricep muscle of the upper outer thigh, and it's only once a week. And I teach men how to give themselves a shot, and for most men, they're off and running after that.
Wow. So what you're saying is that you're replacing the testosterone that men are not able to make on their own. Are there any natural remedies that you can use first to see if it goes up on its own?
Well, for older men, I just assume that, you know, they've gone into the typical male hormone decline. There are, for younger men, and I do see younger men with low testosterone, usually that's due to another type of a problem. It's not just due to aging. I don't have any real natural remedies that I have found successfully to raise testosterone. Sometimes I'll give men DHEA. That's also a hormone. It's just not regulated. It's over the counter. I see that work very modestly. And then for younger men, if I give them testosterone injection, then what happens is it suppresses their own pituitary axis and their testicles will atrophy. And a lot of these men still want to have children and it could make their sperm counts go down. So I often will use HCG with them. HCG is human chorionic gonadotropin, and it's an analog of a luteinizing hormone that comes out of the pituitary gland. And they'll take a shot of that, and that actually stimulates the testicles to make its own testosterone and doesn't lower the sperm count. And sometimes I'll do a combination of some HCG and some testosterone. And then the other problem that I come into with younger men is if I can identify what's going on, because some men will have an issue. They'll have an illness, or they'll have a chronic infection. Or, you know, I've seen men with Lyme disease. I've seen men with Epstein-Barr. I've seen men with severe emotional or physical stress have a low testosterone, because testosterone is one of those reflective hormones. It actually is sort of an indicator of your overall health in the body. So if you have an underlying illness or you have an underlying problem, you can have a suppression of your testosterone that's really not in and of itself the problem. It's secondary to another problem. And this has been studied. It is an interesting study done in the military, and they looked at men in the military, all different jobs in the military, and they found that the men in combat, who you'd expect to be, you know, gung-ho, macho men, they had the lowest testosterone of anybody. And the stress of being in combat and not sleeping and not getting good food and everything else that goes along with being in combat actually lowered their testosterone.
Wow, that's such great information. Really amazing. Very, very interesting. Wow, thanks so much, Dr. Leibowitz. And, you know, for more information, visit Dr. Leibowitz's website at leibowitzlongevity.com, or you can go to my radio show page on Radio MD. And then until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne Bennett sharing my natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD.